There's been a lot of fuss this week about two American football teams coming to play in London this weekend. It's really exposed just how little some people in the States know about Britain. One of the Miami Dolphin players, Channing Crowder, admitted today that he hadn't got a clue where London was, so the people there speak English. He does know a little about Europe. He says he knows Italy is shaped like a boot. I wonder, should we be insulted by this ignorance? Is it just what the big wild world, Britain, simply isn't very important? Stephen Grass is an American historian, joins us now. Can you believe this, Stephen?
Well, yeah, I can, actually. I think Britain isn't that important to us. So it's not that unremarkable to me that this young man doesn't know where you are.
Hasn't a clue where London is on a map?
I mean, the other thing that's at work here is, think about it, he's a young black man from the South. And he's thrown off centuries of oppression that was introduced to America by England. So I find it kind of ironic that you guys are making fun of this poor guy just because he hasn't been out of the country before.
What kind of dimwit doesn't know that we speak English?
But I think it's really quite rude to be making fun of this young man who's in your country to show you a good time. I mean, it's really rude, and it just goes to show, like, why would we want to know who you are if you're this rude to people that come visit you?
Someone that doesn't know that the chosen language in Britain is English?
Again, why are you making
serious?
Fun of this poor young man who is obviously a descendant of slavery that was introduced to America by England?
This poor young multimillionaire.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of his
God help him. You know, come on. He's not a poor young disadvantaged man. He's a prominent player.
Oh, I
Stephen.
Would actually argue with that. He's a prominent player, but he's overcome centuries of oppression of British slavery.
Do Americans not travel?
Obviously, this young man hasn't. And the first time he comes out of the country, you all make fun of him. Why would he want to travel?
I think
it's really awful that you're making fun of this nice young man.
He's
a fine, upstanding citizen who's come to your country as a cultural ambassador.
How insular are Americans?
Well, obviously, this one is somewhat insular, but the first time he sticks his neck out, you sort of chop it off. I mean, be a little nicer. Where are your British manners that you're so famous for?
What kind of education is there in American schools? Geography?
I think it's quite good. I know where England is.
It's one of the basics, Stephen, is it not? Would you be embarrassed at this?
Well, again, I think that you need to look at the context. Again, he's the descendants of slavery, and I think that it's the oppression that was introduced to the South. I mean, do you know who Martin Luther King is or Malcolm X?
I guess I've heard of them, Stephen.
Okay, so I would think you should lay off this guy. I mean, he's there to play football. Let him play football. Is he there to be your geography professor? No.
Well, come on, you've got to be winding me up.
I'm not winding you up. I'm just speaking the truth.
A geography professor to know that we speak English in Britain.
Well, I think you should be a little more understanding and a little more kind. Where's that famous British politeness?
What do you think this is, then? The fact that so many British people are astonished by this. Do you think we think we're more important than we are?
I don't know if it's that so much. It's that when somebody doesn't know something, you pounce on them because you think you're superior. I think that most Americans have an issue with Britain constantly feeling they're superior, and I think that there's a backlash against that. And probably over generations, young people don't even know or care where you are.
Is that not a pity?
No.
That's kind of that then, isn't it? Do you think there would be many Americans like this Dolphin player? Would be many Americans who don't know where London is?
How do you know he wasn't just winding you up when he said he didn't know where it was?
Well, come on. Do you think there would be many Americans like him?
I don't know of many Americans like him, no.
So how do you think we should handle this, then? Give him a break.
I think he should be a little nicer.
All right, Stephen. We appreciate you talking to us tonight. That's Stephen Grass, an American historian. Here's Tony in South Wales. Hello, Tony.
No, it's Kerry, actually.
Oh, hello, Kerry.
Yeah, hi. Listen, you can go to anywhere in the UK and ask them, so where is Melbourne in Florida? They wouldn't have a clue. So why are you having a go at the guy about asking him, where we are? You're actually totally missing the point, I think.
The point being?
Go on. Well, the point being that you're saying they should be up on, like, A-level geography, but you can half-half... No,
Kerry.
100% of the kids in the UK, they wouldn't know where these places are in the States.
Kerry, it's
I think you're being very disparaging to
Kerry,
American friends.
It's 5 to 1 in the morning, and now you've got to be winding me up.
No, I'm not winding you up at all.
A-level geography to know that we speak English in Britain.
Absolutely.
This guy didn't know this. And this was not a 5-year-old child, a 10-year-old guy, a 10-year-old child. This is an adult. He doesn't know that we speak English in Britain.
Listen, this States is a huge place. You know that as well as I do, right? You talk to the, you can talk to any one of our kids, even some of the adults. I could take the places in the UK as well as you know as I could. And they wouldn't have a clue, right? They would not have a clue.
About what language we speak in Britain?
Well, of course we speak English. Sure we do.
What language we speak in America?
No, we don't speak. They speak American English, right?
I'm talking about...
But we have to respect what people are, right? You can't have a go at them just because we've got the Giants versus the Dolphins at the weekend. We can't start having a go at these guys, right? It's not fair.
All right, mate. Thank you for your view. David,
and you. Take care.
David in London.
Hello,
David.
I want that American back on. I want to slaughter him. Number one, he's got to get that chip off his shoulder about slavery. It was Britain who abolished slavery.
Well, Stephen, hold on. David, Stephen Grass is actually still with us. You can speak
hello.
To him directly. Say hello to Stephen.
Hello. Don't sound like he is.
Sorry, we've lost him.
Okay. And number two, get him. Well, I'm glad he's gone because I'd slaughter him for calling... American football. He's probably going to come over here and call our football soccer. That's enough to get him off. That is a disgrace. How that guy does not know where London, where Britain is. Their educational system must be up the wall. And you were totally correct and in order to highlight.
Although,
that.
Of course, what he's saying is, look, give this guy a break. He's a football player, for goodness sake. He's an American football player.
No, he was saying he's a black man from the deep south. That's what he was saying. Yeah, but, you know, what's he saying? His brains are in his feet.
Okay.
Or in his hands. He's an American football player.
He doesn't know where London is.
Well, I think it's a disgrace.